The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
But anyways, I mean, when people ask you about people
so like,
you don't
in
like.
In any respect, if you could ask like professionally or even personally about somebody that you know, but you maybe don't like.
So someone asked you about Dale Lally, for example. You guys have had a touch and go relationship.
Well, let's just say, we'll use that for an example. Let's just say like Dale is, you know, competent reporter, whatever. He's plugged in. He talks to people. And I could say certain things about him. It might be relevant, right? But I could also choose to, if I thought I could take a shot at him that was plausible, but I didn't otherwise need to take, I might take it. I might be like, but, you know, Dale is writing for the Steelers website or something, so you always have to wonder if there's an influence there because he's under the umbrella of the team. Like, whatever it could be. You throw in a little snide remark to make it very clear that you don't like the guy, even if it might be true in some way. I thought that's what Tomlin did here. He didn't say anything right there in that clip that is not accurate about Johnson with the Ravens. If I were making a priorities list as a defensive coordinator or a defensive-minded head coach, who keeps me up at night on their offense? The list would go something like this. Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers and Mark Andrews in nearly a dead heat. Probably Isaiah Likely if he's out there because the guy is very athletic and, as Tomlin noted, made a big red zone touchdown catch against them a couple years back. And then, honestly, I might still even throw in Rashad Bateman. How many guys did I just name? Six?
I lost track. Yeah, it was more than a handful.
It was a lot of players, was it not? He also tossed in, which I appreciated for the Philly people out there, Nelson Agholor, he made sure to mention. And I just think that it's true what he says. He's not on a lot of their tape. He hasn't gotten a lot of snaps, but he did not have to say it. He could have said, let me put it this way, Batko was on with Starkey for the last 2 hours, and he knows Mike, he's in that room a lot, or he was in that room a lot, and so he knows how he does this stuff. Mike, if he wants to, can put lipstick on something. He can say, oh, we know that Deontay's a very capable guy, but he's just getting acclimated there, much the same way, say, Mike Williams is with us. So when we scout them, we're just not seeing a lot of him yet. You can put it in such a way as you praise the guy or you respect the guy's skills. He didn't do that.
He threw shade at him.
He was trying to, he's trying to poke the bear.
Yeah.
He's trying to make it very clear, as if it wasn't already, that he has no love lost between him and he and Deontay Johnson.
So do you guys think from hearing this that it's gotten so personal between them that Tomlin broke his own rule? Because I do. I think that this is such a fractured relationship that Tomlin went out of his way twice in this press conference. One, when naming random ass guys that have flipped sides in this rivalry, he points out Chris Wormley being on the Ravens practice squad, but doesn't mention a guy who's had 100 catch season here and 1,000 yards, and they gave a second contract to and paid almost $20 million a year. He failed to mention him. And then when Jeff asked about Deontay being a weapon or a threat in this game, completely crushed the guy.
See, I thought the stuff before Jeff's question was even more damning. If he wants you to know that somebody has his attention, he mentions them in the initial run-up. He didn't mention him. He talked about all the different weapons they have. It was like he stopped intentionally just short. I think Agholor was the last name he gave. Like, he stopped just short of saying Deontay Johnson. Then when he gets into the Wormley thing, he's bringing up Arthur Maulet.
Yep. Who actually does get more playing time for them than Deontay
Johnson.
But
point.
Still, he was a down-the-line corner.
It was notable omission. I think it was intentional, and it was very conspicuous omission by a guy that is a, whether he drives us nuts or not, or we just kind of find it funny, is an elite communicator. He gets his point across. And I do think that he has such a frayed relationship with the player here that you're right. He let it bleed over a little bit. There are people saying this is a nothing burger. Johnson doesn't play many snaps. Like I said, if he wants to give a guy praise, even if the guy isn't playing a lot.
Wait a minute, timeout. Let me just stop you for a second.
Oh, yeah, this is getting tweeted out. This is a nothing burger.
Nothing burger in that they don't actually think Tomlin has an issue with Deontay Johnson?
They feel like he said what he said because he just isn't playing very much for the Ravens, and there's nothing to read into it. Yeah, people are saying this isn't him taking a personal swipe at Deontay.
People are tweeting you that?
I'm seeing at least one tweet. Donnie's landlord feels that way. I've seen Nick Faribault saying, like, people are... I think Nick Faribault suggesting... That it's like not that big of a deal, like that it's not a personal matter.
In what respect that Tomlin actually has no issue with Deontay Johnson and it's all copacetic between the two? Come on now. I mean, I'll open up the phone lines 412-928-9370. Not a single person is going to call in and say that. That's ridiculous.
Here, this is what it is. Somebody said, you know, people are going to take that Tomlin quote about Johnson out of context.
It's not out of context.
Nick, Tomlin basically just said he just got there and hasn't played much. I'm worried more about the guys who have played more. So Nick is just kind of, I guess, going down the middle, but like I'm seeing other people, this just isn't that big of a story. Dave, Donnie's landlord, says nothing burger. Johnson's been there for 5 minutes. If he this is where I disagree with. If he disliked DJ so much, he wouldn't have given him $18 million per a couple years ago. The dislike started, I think, well after that.
Yes.
When the guy watched
a rolling football almost, you know, hit him in the calf and didn't bother to bend over and pick it up in Cincinnati because he was still pouting and still pissed off about not getting a touchdown catch in that game. I mean, you're telling me that, like, now it seems like John Harbaugh equally doesn't have much use for Deontay Johnson. But if he wants to, he can take this and bring it to Johnson and say, look at what your former coach says about you. He's not worried or concerned about you whatsoever. If John Harbaugh said that about a former Raven, if he made a comment like that about Patrick Queen and said, there are guys on that defense that I'm worried about or I'm more concerned about than him, of course we'd spin it into a big deal. Well,
for the record, I don't agree with the people saying this. I am the messenger here.
I thought you were presenting me with a complete straw man opposition to this.
No, I've seen people say it. Here's actually part of what I want to know from you as a sidebar to this. You can't stand the player in question here.
Yeah.
You have mocked him probably pound for pound as much as any player recently.
And deservingly so.
You also, though, I would imagine, feel conflicted about this because I'm wondering what wins out here. Is this unprofessional, unnecessary bulletin board material by Tomlin? Or do you like that he's taking swipes at a guy you don't like?
I like it. If it were a situation in which I thought the guy could legitimately do damage and it would come back to bite the Steelers or hurt them in this game, if he made a comment about Mark Andrews in a subtle way being washed, if he mocked another guy who has had moments and is still showing that he can play, something like that, then I would feel about it the way I did when he looked past the Jaguars before that playoff game in 2017. You don't do that when it's a playoff game or a rivalry game. But in this case, I think he says it because he knows he can back it up, because he knows that he legitimately is not going to be concerned or worried about Deontay Johnson in this game. If Johnson were playing well, or you know, if they had just not involved him because he was new, that would be a different story. But I think, honestly, I think it might even be a gamesmanship point. Like, let me say something that gets under this guy's skin and pisses him off, because if I can do that, that might even make him worse. Like, I might be able to get him fired up for this game in a negative way when he does, or if he does play. I know how to push this guy's buttons. I was around him for a half decade. I wouldn't be surprised if that's part of Tomlin's approach to this either.
If Deontay goes off and has a significant game or makes significant catches,
it won't happen.
Then what?
So, yeah, I mean, you're giving me a hypothetical that I don't think will happen. If it does, then I'll say something like the sun shines on a dog's ass every once in a while.
So not Tomlin's fault if he goes off.
No, I won't say that. I won't. Donnie, how do you feel about this whole deal?
I mean, I think it's pretty well known he, like, hates the dude. So I think it's a little bit more than a nothing burger. I'm going to have to, unfortunately, disagree with my landlord on this. Hopefully
he
doesn't
take
it out on me.
Sorry, Donnie, I'm just getting another message. Your rent has gone up 300%.
And Faribault, I guess I'll need a raise here. People have said is like your big...
I don't know if Faribault was trying to throw cold water.
Well, Faribault's like 4 years younger than me.
I think Faribault was trying to go down the middle on it a little bit, but...
Oh, yeah, we love that in sports talk radio. Let's just go right down the middle, Faribault.
No, he's not in sports talk.
Okay.
And he's never going to be with that attitude, Donnie.
Right, but I mean, yeah.
He'll be on Hillgrove Show this week. Don't worry about it. He'll get back in the mix. Anyways.
Listen to how feisty this guy is. He is fired up as all hell right now.
It's freaking Ravens week. Hell yeah, I'm going to be fired up. Let's go. We got a big game here.
I just think you love that your least favorite Steeler of the last how many years, would you say?
He's right now for me. He's public enemy number one as far as ex-Steelers
go. I just think you love that this is the main story, and I kind of do too.
There's absolutely something to this. I mean, we know how Tomlin operates. We know that he didn't like the guy, especially at the end. I would say that borderline hatred. I can't say it since we weren't there, but... Remember when he got traded and
the visceral reaction, fans didn't like it, but then we learned or found out there was more to it. There were things off the field that didn't sit well with the Steelers.
I think there's one
and then we immediately came to the thought of, well, Mike Tomlin really didn't like the guy, and they purposefully said, let's send him somewhere that will suck. Now he only had to deal with it for half a season. But I don't think there was any irony about him getting sent to the Carolina friggin' Panthers when that trade happened.
I think Mike just despises the guy because I think he can live with somebody like Pickens who is volatile, emotional, but most people there will tell you is mainly ultra competitive to a fault. I think Deontay Johnson commits the Mike Tomlin cardinal sin. He appears to not give a crap at times. Like, just the demeanor. I think Mike likes rah-rah football guys, and like, fairly or not, I think he looks at Deontay as anything but. And so I think that's why you get him deviating from course here and actually throwing a few troll shots out there.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.